Then Bhagwan will tell us what else does he do in verse number 19. Tapam yaham aham varsham.
Tapam yaham tapam yaham varsham.
Nigrahnam yutsrijami cha.
Nigrunam yutsrijami cha.
Amritam chaiva mrityuscha.
Amrutam chaiva mrityuscha.
Sadasachaham arjuna.
Tadasachaham arjuna.
Tapam yahamaham varsham. Nigrahnam yutsrijami cha. Amritam chaiva mrityuscha. Sadasachaham arjuna. So the Lord says tapami means I heat. How do I heat? As the sun. Tapami aham. Aham varsham. The rain I nigrahnami utsrijami. Nigrahnami means I control. Utsrijami means I release. So I am the one that controls the rain and releases the rain. And then what else I am? I am amrita and amrityu, both. I am immortality and death. So how can you be both? That we'll talk about. Bhagavan says, I am immortality and I am death. And I am sat and asat. So existence and non-existence I am, Arjuna. So I am all of those. So how does he warm? As the sun. And the sun, just as space is an example given to show us the total Brahman, the consciousness. So sun is another example, because the sun nourishes the earth. And then in the sun's presence, everything is happening. You know, the plants are growing, the rain we'll talk about, and everybody is working and functioning. We get energy from the sun, we get vitamin D. And if the sun was little bit warmer, if the earth had been little closer, the earth would have been burnt. Or if the earth was a little further away, it would freeze. So very precise calculation Lord has done, where the exact distance of the earth and the sun is maintained. And then all the seasons happen, you know, the summer, the winter, as the earth rotates and moves in its axis. So everything is perfectly regulated. That's why we worship the sun as Gayatri Mantra. We worship the sun. So the sun is very worshipful. But what we have done in our foolishness, we are slowly destroying that exact rhythm that has been maintained and the precise regulation. How are we doing that? By global warming. What we are doing is we are raising the temperature of the whole earth, and everything is getting hotter. And not only that, but it is creating a zone of pollution where the earth is not able to release the heat. Otherwise, normally the heat from the earth gets released out into space, and that's how the temperature is maintained. But by polluting, we are not allowing the heat to escape. We are allowing the heat to stay. And then also we are destroying the ozone layer. And so more and more of the sun's rays penetrate. So that is called global warming. And we are seeing the results with all the fires that are happening in California, all the hurricanes and storms that we see is all a result of global warming. And it's going to get worse. Every year the fires are going to get worse, the hurricanes are going to get worse, because it is humans who are interfering with nature. So he says, I am the sun. And then aham varsham nigranami utsrijami cha. I release the rain and I hold back the rain. So think about it. You know, there is oceans are filled with billions of gallons of salty water. And what does the Lord do? As the sun, he takes up sweet water at no expense. The salty water is converted to sweet water, and billions of gallons are released all over the world at the right time for the crops to grow and for the snow to form and all the rivers to flow. And all that he does at no cost, no expense. Think about it. If you go to the store, you want to buy a bottle of water, how much it is, $1, $2. Here we get billions of gallons, and all just effortlessly he is doing. It is just a wonder how the water evaporates, and then the Vayu Devta, the god of the wind, carries it to the other place, and where it is required, Varun Devta releases the water. So all that is happening, he says, because of me. The rain, recently I heard a very beautiful description of our spiritual life, how it connects with rain. It's most beautiful. I'll take a little time. I may go a little over. But it says that when you start on the spiritual journey, or say when you are meditating, what happens? It says the example they give is like water, like there is a well and I'm drawing water from the well. And in the beginning, it's a lot of effort, it's hard work, I'm not used to it, and also my bucket has holes in it. So by the time the water comes up, the bucket comes up, it's only half full. And you say, oh, there's not enough water in the well. They say, no, there's enough water, your bucket has a lot of holes in it. So you need to patch the holes. Until you patch the holes, the bucket will not be able to hold water. So that is one level where I slowly patch the holes and now I'm able to get water. The second level is where I now install a water wheel. I don't know if you have seen that, but in some places they have this circle wheel. This circle, and there are wheels of buckets, you know, several buckets in that. And as you pull the wheel, one bucket fills and then comes out, and then there is a track, and it will drop the water, and then the next bucket will come, and the third. This becomes much easier, and the water now easily goes to the whole field, as opposed to you have to do one bucket at a time. So that is the second step. And there you still have to put effort, but it's much less, and lot of buckets you can use. So that's the second stage. The third stage is that you find a stream. You find a little brook or a little stream, and which is hidden underground, and you find that, and then you are able to connect that to your field, to your track. You are able to make a little canal, and now effortlessly your whole field is being irrigated. You are not neither pulling the bucket nor you are doing anything. And the fourth stage is rain, where rain falls, and then the whole field is nourished, and you don't even need the stream, you don't need to do anything. So in our spiritual sadhana or in our meditation, these are the four stages of spiritual growth. So the first one is I sit for meditation and I wake up so frustrated, and I have, you know, my mind is agitated, I couldn't do what I wanted. And we say, what, you know, meditation is not helping. The guru will say, no, there are holes in your bucket. You are putting your mind in there, but what are the holes? Agitation, anger, jealousy, greed. So all the peace of your mind is leaking out. Even when you sit, you are getting only half the benefit, because all your mind is going out through all this jealousy and greed and all. So they say, close the bucket, seal the bucket. Slowly reduce your anger, your greed, and then what you will find, that your mind will be more in God. So whether you're doing meditation, whether you're doing puja, whether you're doing spiritual sadhana, if you close the holes, then your mind will be more on the Lord. Second is, just as in the second one, just as the water wheel effortlessly waters the field, so you find that as your mind becomes more and more quiet, you're able to stay longer on in God, and then your mind effortlessly flows into that stream, flows towards God, and you have to put very little effort. So that's the second. The third one is, as you grow in your spiritual journey, then you find that God says, I now will do your work. And so he becomes the stream. And through you, God is working. So you, as if you are not even doing anything, you are there, but he is taking care of the world. Even though you think you are serving, you think you are helping, God says, I am working through you. So this person becomes an instrument of God. Then there is no doership. And God says, I work through you. So that is the third stage. So first one, I'm struggling. Second one, I'm better. Third one, I become an instrument of God. I do, but he gives me the strength, he gives me the wisdom, he gives me everything. And the fourth stage of rain is where God then says, I do everything. Then you find that God is doing everything. I am not even there. Even that I, that little I, goes away, and that totally this person becomes one with God, and God floods his whole being. So these are the four stages of spiritual growth. So the rain is the final, where God's grace is falling on all of us. So I thought this was very beautiful. I thought I would share it. And as we can see, the growth is gradual. It's not going to happen overnight, but if I persist, God is my friend. He will be always with me. Then he says, I am death and immortality both. Swami Vivekananda said beautifully, he said, if you want to understand the meaning of life, first understand the meaning of death. Because we find that Swamiji said that both birth and death are just happenings in that, on that screen, just as the movie is happening on that screen. So similarly, we are all moving on the screen of the earth. Birth and death are just events. We get so caught up in it, oh, birth is good and death is bad. Actually, they are all just stages, and everybody goes through them. You pay attention to that which is birthless, which is deathless, and that is my Atman, the consciousness. Then birth and death will happen, but I will not be affected, whether it's somebody else's death or even my own death. These Mahatmas are able to witness because they have reached that state of enlightenment. So that's what in the Mahamrityunjaya mantra it says, Mrityor Mokshiya Mamritat, O Lord Shiva, protect me from death. What he does not mean that protect me from death means may I never die, but may I realize my eternal nature which never dies. So then I understand I never die, this body perishes. And then he said, I am immortality, I am death, because I am immortal, and whatever death is happening in me. And then he says, I am Sat and Asat. I am existence and non-existence. So this concept is a little difficult to understand, but we can understand it by an example. Now we say this world exists, yes. But now a movie writer now creates this world, like in Star Wars, where they have these seven movies which came out, where they have these characters, you know, Darth Vader and Luke Skywalker and C-3PO, and people are so caught up in that. There are people who just follow Star Wars, read Star Wars, have all the books, they have all the movies, they all the wear the clothes. So that is a fantasy world which actually does not exist, but a lot of people think it is real. So he says, I am the what you think exists and also what does not exist. Also, it means I am cause and effect. So just as the seed is the cause and the tree is the effect, so Bhagavan says, I am the cause, I am the effect, I am what you can see, what you cannot see. Like in cause and effect, there is a writer who has this idea to write a novel that is unmanifest. He says, that I am. And then when the idea becomes manifest in a novel, then that I am too. So I am manifest, I am unmanifest, I am what exists, what does not exist. Everything I am. There is nothing beyond me. That's what he says. Matav parataram nanya. There is nothing beyond me. Everything is in me. Birth, death, existence, non-existence. Everything I am. So even what does not exist, which is just an imagination, I am.